After being the starting quarterback for the Iowa State University Cyclones football team, Todd Doctson got a call from then New York Jets head coach Bill Parcells. All his dreams were coming true, but the kid from Omaha was injured in the Jets training camp that year, and the club cut him loose. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give any time or learn more at WWIB.com. Todd Doctson's now a pastor of a church in Omaha, the Big O, and he's back with me on the show. So, Todd, the experiences that we go through shape us as human beings. How did your football experiences shape you today as a pastor of a church?
Man, great question. I was just talking about this recently. Something as practically as my schedule, Greg. I mean, in the NFL, you know, we obviously game day was Sunday. Monday we'd come in, get a workout, watch some, you know, review game tape, that kind of stuff. Tuesday would be off, and then Wednesday would be back to the grind, a long day of game planning and looking at our next opponent. And it's funny because that's kind of my rhythm nowadays, you know, where Sunday is quote-unquote game day, and, you know, Monday I'll review game film and get a workout in, and then Tuesday I really try to shut off my phone, my, you know, all email, really get a good solid Sabbath, and then it's back to it on Wednesday. And that's kind of been my rhythm from a practical standpoint. You know, from other ways, you know, just leadership in general, I think, is key. You know, being a quarterback my whole life, to be able to, you know, trust in the entire team and delegate well, you know, that's a huge part of it. The other thing, how about this? Just recently, you know, we're just starting a building initiative here for the next 2 years. We'll be building a building next to Elkhorn South here in Omaha. And, you know, anytime you try to do something for the Lord, you're going to get attacked, you know. So my phrase in this season is stay in the pocket, you know. And so I was always a scrambler, you know. I didn't want to sit in the pocket, keep my eyes downfield and deliver the ball. And with all the pressure that you have as a pastor, and especially if you're really seeing God move, you know, he's just challenging me to stay in the pocket, you know, trust the process, trust his protection, and really keep my eyes downfield and not try to, you know, scramble and get outside, but really settle in that pocket. And I think that's another practical thing is, you know, with the game of football, there's so much pressure, there's so much attack, but you really got to, you know, be aware of the enemy, be sober, be vigilant, and stay in the pocket. So a lot of really cool parallels. One of the things that we've done is with our staff, we remain really tight. It's kind of a locker room environment for our staff. We work out together two or three times a week, and, you know, we're really tight. And I think that stems as well from football being such a great team sport. And so those are just a couple of the parallels, but there's several, and I've really been blessed by my preparation throughout the year.
Yeah, that's great stuff. I like that concept. Stay in the pocket. Trust God, even when things start to get jumbled up and crazy there. So what have you found, Todd, to be the most transformative thing that you have done to help you continue your growth as a man of God?
That's a great question. I mean, number one, obviously at my conversion, I really feel like I was completely filled with the Holy Spirit, his power, his love, his joy. And I think that was number one as I went all in, you know. Secondly, though, I had a really cool experience. When I got cut by Miami, we got picked up by the XFL, this crazy league. And so on our way from our place in Fort Lauderdale, we drove. Training camp was going to be in Vegas. We stopped in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was New Year's Eve 2000. And one of the lay leaders was preaching on a Wednesday, and he challenged the church that we stopped at to read through the Bible in a year. And that was, at that time, you know, I'd been, you know, walking with Christ for just a couple years. I was maybe reading a little bit, but it was a huge challenge. Well, long story short, I took this Bible in a year reading chart, and when I got to training camp in Vegas, after practice, I would get in the cold tub for 15 minutes. So I'm like, well, I got this little mini Bible, and I got this reading, you know, reading guide through the Bible in a year. I might as well give it a shot. So I started that, Greg, and it was Genesis 1-2, Matthew 1, and Psalm 1 on day 1 there in 2001. And by God's grace, we my wife and I both read through the Bible in a year in 2001, and then we saw our life start growing, you know, spiritually in all areas. Did it again in 2002. Long story short, my wife's on her 18th year through the Bible in a year as we speak. After about 8 years, I had my stepdad transfer it into the Bible in 2 years to make it a little bit easier for people to read. And then now our church revolves around actually a Bible reading plan. It's a 7-year reading plan. The first 6 years you go through the, well, actually, yeah, you go through the Bible in 6 years, and then the 7th year is the Bible in a year. So it's in those 7 years, you go through the New Testament 4 times, the Old Testament 3 times. Mm.
And the Bible says that the word will not come back void. I mean, it's going to make a difference. And that's terrific, Todd. Thank you, Todd Doxson, the former NFL quarterback, guy who backed up Dan Marino with the Dolphins. He was with the Jets, NFL Europe, the XFL Arena Football League, too. And now pastor of a church in Omaha, Nebraska at age 43. Todd, appreciate you spending some time. Thank you so much. Great to reconnect with you. God bless you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me, Greg. Take care, man.